Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to Houston. The Indians are playing the Wildcats tonight, and we're here getting things ready and trying to get myself straightened out here. Had a little problem getting connected, but we're going okay now. So Indians are coming in at, let me see, I had my stuff here a minute ago. Indians are coming in at 2-1. Wildcats are coming in at 1-2. We're all trying to get everybody worked out and figure out who's our good pitchers are and who our good hitters are. It's all going to get going here, and we have our first MAC game Thursday night at Marion Local. So we'll see how that all goes, and WOSN will be there. Don't know when that game will be broadcast on WOSN, but probably later that night and a couple of times over the weekend. So Marion Local baseball on Friday. That's our first MAC game. That's Thursday. Friday baseball is going to host Anna. That'll be at 5 o'clock. And the softball, same time, will be hosting Fort Laramie. And we'll be broadcasting that on Sports Stream 2. And that, you just go on FortRecoveryRadio.com and look for Sports Stream 2 kind of down on the left. And that'll be on somewhere a little around 4:45-ish. And that'll also be the Tribe tailgate. There's going to be lots of fun and games and prizes and kids getting warm up with the team and all that kind of thing. So a lot of stuff going on Friday. Then Saturday, the baseball is going to host Ansonia. That's 11 a.m. Girls are also going to be hosting Jay County at 11 a.m. That won't be on Fort Recovery Radio. And the baseball team has their barbecue chicken dinners going to be distributed that day at 11 o'clock, 11 to 1. Head down there, get your chicken, get to the games, watch them if you can. If you can't do that, you can always go up and get your chicken dinner tickets, but you have to get them ahead of time, pre-sale only. Wendell's Barbecue, of course, is doing the chicken. And pre-sale only. You can get those from any of the players. Maybe be able to get them at the school, but they can. You can definitely get them from any of the players. So you have several opportunities to do that. And right now the managers, coaches, conference with the officials are at home plate. We're going to be going to the national anthem pretty shortly. So what we have, so it looks like that meeting is over. So we're going to go now to the, it's going to be the national anthem. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Tuesday night is everybody's favorite night because it's family night at the Fort Recovery Dairy. Stop in from 4 to closing every Tuesday night to get your cone or cup of ice cream at a discounted price. The special includes our dairy-free, sugar-free, yogurt, or Dole Whip if you want them. Everybody loves ice cream from the Fort Recovery Dairy, so bring the whole family. Our friendly, smiling faces are waiting to serve you on family night every Tuesday at the Fort Recovery Dairy from 4 to closing. All sizes of cones and cups are discounted, so load everybody in the car and come out and see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy. God bless America.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Wildcats. And we'll be getting underway here pretty shortly. The pitcher for the Houston Wildcats is going to be Tanner Voisard. He's coming in as a senior, a right-handed pitcher, and our lineup's going to be pretty much the way it usually is. So we'll get to that here in a minute, but it'll be, of course, starting off, I'm trying to find my list here. Here we go. Reese Wendell, of course, starting off for the Indians, and he'll be followed by Alex Garkey, then Caden Grizzy, and then Caden Homan, and Mason Diller, Brody Hart, Cody Klinke, Gavin Evers, and Austin Segrist is what the lineup's going to be. So that'll be coming up in just a moment or two here. The pitcher's finishing up his warm-ups, so we'll see how this all goes today. The Indians, as I said earlier, coming in at 2-1, and the Houston Wildcats are 1-2. And coming up again tomorrow, or excuse me, Thursday, it's going to be baseball at Marion Local, our first MAC game. So Reese Wendell is getting ready to step in, start off the top of the first inning here for the Fort Recovery Indians. And again, Tanner Voisard, senior, on the mound for the Houston Wildcats. Getting ready for the first pitch here. Voisard has a sign. He'll come in. Swing and a miss on a high pitch. He's looking at swinging at those high pitches. Again, those are hard to pass up. They look like you can hit them, and almost nobody ever does. So that's one ball, no balls, one strike to Reese Wendell.
But he's being aggressive. He went after the first pitch.
Yep, that one's a little low, 1-1. Looks in again. Swing, miss on a low pitch. One ball, two strikes.
All right.
Voisard looks in. One ball, two strikes, excuse me. Curveball.
That went behind him.
Behind him. Reese didn't flinch.
No.
If he'd have stepped out, it'd have hit him.
Yes.
Which isn't all that bad. It was a slow curve, so that wouldn't have been a bad thing. Two balls, two strikes. That curveball got a little bit away from him there.
Yeah. That was a little low.
Low and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Full count to the first batter here. Reese will step back in. Voisard on the mound. He's ready. Pitch comes in. Swing. Miss. He was. That was a slow pitch, and he was way out in front of it. So yeah. One strike out for the Indians here in the first inning, and that'll bring Alex Garkey to the plate. He'll be followed by Caden Grizzy. One out, nobody on. That one's way inside. That was a heater. You didn't want to let that one hit you.
No, he had a bruise on his leg for sure.
Yep. So Alex Garkey back in, right-hander against right-hander, excuse me. That one's hit hard. Shortstop backhands it deep in the hole, over to first, in time. Nice play by the shortstop. And it is two up, two down for our Indians here in inning number one. And that'll bring Caden Grizzy to the plate. He's the designated hitter tonight. That one's high, maybe a little outside. One ball, no strikes to Caden. Caden Homan on deck.
That's just it. Oh.
Oh, hits it to third base, and he doesn't handle it very well. Yeah. He might not have been able to get him anyway, but that's going to be the man on base. Don't see if they're calling a hit or an error. We don't care. We're on base. So it'll be Caden Homan now, the cleanup hitter. Two outs. Caden Grizzy at first, and he takes off for second.
And he's there, be there. Yep.
Easily, and it gets away.
He's going to third.
He's headed to third. This is deja vu from back at Coldwater back in the spring.
Actually, the center fielder didn't even throw it.
Nope. So Grizzy steals second, goes to third on the throw, and now we quickly have a runner in serious scoring position. Homan hits one. Second baseman has it up on the one hop. Nice play over to first in plenty of time. And that's out number three, but we did get a runner on, so we played a half an inning. It's the Indians 0 and the Wildcats coming to bat. Back in just a minute.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians are taking on the Houston Wildcats, and it is bottom of the first inning. Indians' first two men got out, and Grizzy got on with a little bit of a fumble at third base, and then he stole second, went into center field. He went on to third, and they left him there when Caden Homan grounded out to the second baseman. So Alex Garkey will be on the mound for the Indians, and he'll face Reagan Steiner, and he is
a senior,
the left fielder for the Houston Wildcats. So it'll be Steiner, List. Well, I better put it this way. It's Steiner and Joseph List, then Jeffrey List, then Grant Cole if they get down to number four. So it is Garkey on the mound. And as usual, Brody Hart behind the plate. Left-handed batter, Reagan Steiner. First pitch swung on. Homan comes over from third, plays it easily. Over to first, plenty of time. Over to Jacob Foote. One up, one down for the Wildcats here in the bottom of the first. And it'll be Joseph List, the catcher, at the plate.
Sophomore.
Garkey. Pitch, that's fouled back. A high pitch. Fouled back, I think, across the screen. Yep, thought it was going to catch the screen, but it did get over the screen there. List will step back in. No balls and a strike. That one's a little low and inside, maybe. One and one. One ball, one strike, one out.
He was thinking about it, though.
Yep. There's shot to the shortstop. Slow roller over in plenty of time to Foote. Two up, two down for the Wildcats here in home half of inning number one. Number 99, Jeff List. Center fielder for the Wildcats.
Another one of their seniors. I think they got four, and it so shows here.
List is ready. Two outs, nobody on. That's where the Indians were when Grizzy got on base. That one's a pretty good pitch called strike. Inside corner, I think. No balls and a strike to Jeff List. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Kind of handcuffed him a little on that. Garkey ready again. That's a swing and a miss.
Got him.
And that's out number three. So we played an inning, and we have no score. We'll be back with inning number two in just a moment.
At Beanie's Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me In Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Meddler's Furniture and A Simple Touch, serving our communities.
Welcome back. It is Indians batting here in the top half of inning number three. It'll be Mason Diller. He'll be followed by Brody Hart and Cody Klinke. Foul down the third base line on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. That one's called strike two. No balls, two strikes to Mason, leading off the top half of inning number two. That one's low. 1-2. That one's a little inside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First man batting for the Indians here in the top of the second. That's hit pretty strong, but right at the shortstop. About a five hopper over to first in time. One up, one down for the Indians. Bring the catcher, Brody Hart, to the plate. Cody Klinke on deck. Cody Klinke playing shortstop today for the Indians. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes. Indians had a base runner in the first inning. He got on, stole second, and went to third on the overthrow, but we left him there. So that's the only base runner for either team so far through an inning. That one's struck hard down the third baseline, just foul. Nice line shot. One ball, one strike, one out. Brody will step back in. Tanner Boisard on the mound for the Wildcats. He loops one over the third baseman's head, just down the third baseline. That sounded strange. I don't know what happened there, but it worked out pretty well for the Indians. We have our first base hit. Brody Hart at first base with a one-out single, and that'll bring Cody Klinke to the plate. Gavin Evers on deck. That one's blooped into right field. That's caught. And Brody races back to first base. He got about halfway. If that had fallen in there, it could have been trouble.
Yeah.
So two outs now. Brody stays at first base. And that'll bring Gavin Evers to the plate. Two outs. Brody at first.
Oh, and he's going.
Brody takes off and then suddenly hit to right past the pitcher between first and second. And that kind of rolls out there. Brody was already on his way to second. He goes to third, so that puts runners on the corners for the Indians. Gavin's at first. Brody's at third now. Still two outs. Austin Segrist, the number nine batter in the Indians lineup, will come to the plate. He'll be followed by leadoff batter Reese Wendell. Austin Segrist batting right-handed here. That one's inside corner, called strike. Two outs, runners at first and second for the Indians. Number nine batter, Austin Segrist, looking to see if we can get some runs out of the bottom of the order. And
Mason took off.
Mason heads for, Gavin, headed for second. But
oh, it is.
Got a piece of it.
Yeah.
So he'll go back to first. No balls, two strikes. And he's going again. And that one's down in the dirt.
That one's in the dirt.
And runner fakes the throw to second and fakes the throw to third. So that puts him on second and third. One ball, two strikes. on the scoreboard, and Segrist steps back in. Two outs, second and third. That's down in the dirt, and Brody's coming in. And
Brody will make it.
That is in there, rolled back to the screen, and the catcher grabbed the ball just about the time Brody got across the plate. He was already pretty good down the line and took off an extra step or two on the pitch. And then when he saw it get past, he just turned it on again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Segrist at the plate, and Evers goes over to third. That one's
high,
a little high off the plate, and it is full count now. Gavin at third now, and we could get another runner in if Segrist can get him a base hit. That is fouled back to the screen. Got a nice piece of it, but good swing. He was swinging hard and fouled her back, straight back. Count remains full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at third. That one's blooped right at the pitcher.
Oh.
Kind of inside-out swing. And
yep.
But we get us a run. We've played an inning and a half. It is the Indians 1 and the Houston Wildcats 0. Back in just a minute.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. Call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians are taking on the Wildcats. And for the Wildcats, bottom of the second, it'll be Grant Cole, Tanner Voisard, Luke Krim. Cole steps in, righty against righty, a little high. One ball, no strikes. Cole, shortstop for the Wildcats. That one's way high. Ooh. Two balls, no strikes. Another high one, just about the same spot. He hadn't thrown one close to the plate yet. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the second. Gerke needs to bear down and throw some strikes like he was in the first inning.
Yeah.
Yep. That one was close. Yep. Called inside corner. Took him a brief pause to give the signal. He probably called it out loud out there, but we can't hear him in here. Swinging at a high pitch. Three balls, two strikes. So after being down 3-0, Gerke comes back with two straight strikes. Full count to Cole. That one's a little inside, so that'll be a base on balls. Leadoff man on base for the Houston Wildcats, and it'll be the pitcher, Tanner Voisard, coming to the plate. So Alex is going to have to keep an eye on that runner at first base. little low and inside. No balls in a, or one ball, no strikes. Luke Krim on deck. Leadoff man on base. Nobody out. That one's a little inside. Gets away from Brody. And Krim will move over. Excuse me. Cole will move over to second base. And I'm saying it might have hit him. So
Yeah, must have got his shirt.
Yep.
Second baseman, Luke Krim, 22.
Because I didn't see him flinch at all. So
no. Definitely didn't wound him. So first two men on for the Wildcats here. Luke Krim, A.J. Edwards for the Wildcats. Bottom of the second, Indians lead 1-0. Shows a bunt. Not sure what he called that. I guess going to guess it's a ball. I don't know. He didn't say it was a strike, but it looked like a pretty good pitch. So, second pitch. I think it's a 1-0 count. That's fouled back to the screen, so we'll call it 1-1. See if the umpire will hold his fingers up here pretty shortly to make sure. But first pitch looked pretty decent that he pulled back from a bunt, but probably off the plate a little bit. 1-1, nobody out. First two runners on for the Wildcats. Bottom of the second inning. Indians lead 1-0. Kirky comes to the plate, showing bunt, and again, he didn't make a call, but it looked like another pretty good pitch. But, yep, two balls, one strike. He's folding up his fingers, so that was a ball also. Those two balls have been pretty good-looking pitches, but two balls, one strike, nobody out. Nice shot right down the middle, two balls, two strikes. He didn't show bunt on that one. Krim, the junior at the plate, 2-2. That one's fouled back. Out into the field over the screen. Count stays at 2-2. Runners at second and first. Grant Cole at second. Tanner Voisard at first. A walk and a hit by pitch. Garkey's pitch. Ooh, looked pretty good. Ball three, three balls, two strikes. Full count to Luke Krim. Krim. Fouled back again. That's six, seven, eight. I think this will be the eighth or ninth pitch to him here coming up. Krim will step back in. That one's one hop to the second baseman, over to the shortstop covering for one, over to first, not in time and past him. And Grant Cole will come around and score, and we're tied at one. So Voisard is out at second on the fielder's choice.
Number 18, third
Krim is at first. And that'll be an error on the throw to first.
Yeah.
So we have one out, one runner in, one runner on. That'll bring A.J. Edwards to the plate. Senior, big, strong-looking kid. And they don't have football. I think he'd be a pretty good linebacker or lineman. Let's just say he's a strong looking young man. That one's lined right at the Indians dugout. There are eight guys leaning on the fence and eight guys got out of the way. It was down the fence only goes shoulder high, and it didn't quite get that high, but if it had, there'd have been probably a good chance of somebody getting hurt, either getting hit or getting hurt, falling down, getting out of the way. That one's way inside, bounces away from Brody, And
let him get down to second.
Yep. So Krim gets to second. So we have one out, runner at second. One ball, two strikes to A.J. Edwards. Alex Garkey gets his sign, comes to the plate, lifted very high. Looks like it's going to be Alex
got it. Yeah.
Garkey calling for it. He kind of moved around a little bit. The flag's waving, so I'm going to guess the wind moved it around a bit, but that's out number two.
Down plate, number seven. Cooper
and that'll bring Cooper Eccles, the right fielder, coming to the plate for the Wildcats, and he's a sophomore. And we are looks like we might be
have a little meeting out there.
Yeah, it looked like Garkey handed the coach the ball.
Oh, he might. Yeah, it looks like Jacob's coming in.
Did he? Because he was pitching okay. I'm going to guess he might have gotten hurt a little bit. I don't know.
Lost it or something a little bit. I don't know.
Because it was sudden. Maybe when he came off the mound, he might have tweaked his knee a little bit or something. I don't know. When he came off the mound to get that last pop fly. But we're going to have Jacob Foote coming in and pitching. Don't know exactly how that's going to work around in our infield, probably.
Should move Mr. Holman over to first.
Caden Holman's going to first, and Segrist is going to go to he's been at second. Klinke was at shortstop.
He's going to third, and then Alex is going to shortstop.
Yep, okay. So moved everybody around, and I'm probably going to get that all wrong the rest of the night, but that's okay.
Well, it may change again, too.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't know.
So he'll be, it'll be Cooper Eccles going to be the first batter to face Jacob Foote, right-hander. And I think this is his second time pitching this year, and I believe he did pretty well his last time.
Yeah,
so
he did.
See how it goes. I'm going to guess that we are saving Grizzy for the MAC game on Thursday at Marion Local.
I'm not sure. I think he might have tweaked his shoulder a couple weeks ago. That's why he's been DHing.
Oh, yep.
So I don't know that he's gotten cleared to pitch yet. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I overheard his dad talking some, so.
Yep. But alrighty.
I hope we get him back.
It'll be Foote pitching to Eccles. First pitch popped up over the screen, out of play. Fairly short distance from home plate to the backstop.
Yeah.
But a couple of them have gotten by, and nobody's been thrown out. They tried to go to second. They made it. So Foote's next pitch, that's a swing on a kind of a curveball that dropped, and swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Two outs now. Runner at second base. We're tied at one, and that's a called strike three. So
all right. That was
three pitches, three strikes. That was
good job.
Yeah, that was
it's the way we like it.
Yeah. So not very many pitches from Jacob Foote. That is just a three pitch batter.
Especially if we got runners on the base.
Yep. So we've played two innings. We're tied at one, and we'll be back in just a moment or two.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile intravenous medications, compounded on our premises, verified insurance coverages, on-call support from pharmacists, and clinical monitoring and reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio for intravenous home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Top of third, top of the order for the Indians.
Oh,
Reese Wendell, slow curve, hits him on the first pitch. Kind of came inside. He just turned and let it bounce off his shoulder. And first man to board for our Indians. And that'll bring Alex Garkey to the plate.
Oh, and he's going, and he's at second.
Headed for second, made a big turn at second.
Yeah.
So, first pitch strike to Alex. He takes it so Wendell can get in scoring position. Alex grounded to the shortstop first time up.
Oop, that's a strike.
So, no balls, two strikes. Took that one on the inside corner. Alex back in the box. Boisard on the mound. That one is way outside. Nice play by the catcher to
keep that from. Yeah. Did a good job from.
Alex is ready. Wendell's headed for third. Hard shot. Shortstop has it deep in the hole, throws it over, and it's. They're in time, but Wendell never stopped running. He took off on the pitch. The throw went from the shortstop over to first, and by the time the first baseman had it, Reese was just a few steps from home plate. So and
actually,
no chance
the catcher
to get him.
Yeah, he told him not to throw it, but he did anyways.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So it's now
2-1,
one out. But Indians lead 2-1, and it's Grizzy. Right down the third baseline, and it was fair, and then foul right at the bag. So it will be no balls and a strike, one out. Bases empty. Grizzy, then Homan. Caden, and then Caden. That one's a little high. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. One run in. Top of the third, Indians lead 2-1. See if we can get something else going here after Reese got on, hit by a pitch. Stole second, and then on a sharp grounded shortstop, he was already headed for third, and he never stopped running.
Yeah.
Went right on back to home plate. Two balls, one strike to Grizzy. That one a little... off the plate, three balls and a strike. Tanner Boisard, the pitcher for the Wildcats. Slow curve. That one's popped way up in the air. Pitcher steps at the back of the pitching circle out there to catch it. That's two outs. And that'll bring Caden Homan to the plate. Mason Diller on deck for the Indians. If we can get Homan on base, he's put the bat on the ball a lot this year and last year. But he's starting off about where he was last year with he's a swinger and he's making contact and a pretty good strong kid. One ball, no strikes. That one's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, bases empty. Top of the third, we have a run in. Gives us a 2-1 lead. Boisard comes to the plate. Slow curve, little stays a little high. Three balls, no strikes. So I think one of the times this year, Holman had the green light on a 3-0 count. That one is a top of the strike zone, three balls and a strike. Usually three balls, no strikes, you just don't take no matter what.
Yeah.
We had a guy swinging one time. I believe it was Reese Wendell. That one is low inside, and Holman takes a two-out walk. Mason Diller is going to be your batter, right fielder for the Indians, senior. Brody Hart on deck. One on, two outs. Mason at the plate. High. One ball, no strikes. Caden has taken off for second base a couple of times this year, but situation, he's taken going. Off now.
Oh, he's not even going to throw.
Standing up.
Yep.
So that's two balls. Oh, there's a strike. I thought that stayed high. Ball and a strike. There's a hard hit ball. Left field. Left fielder going back. Circles.
We had to.
Has it. That was pretty good hit. That was hit for Mason Diller, but it is an out. So Holman stranded at second base. And it'll be through two and a half. It's the Indians 2 and the Wildcats 1. Back in just a minute.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back. We are here at Houston, where our Indians now lead 2-1 after 2.5. Going to the bottom of the third inning for the Wildcats. It's going to be number 9 batter, Joseph Moeller. He's the first baseman. Then he'll be followed by the top of the order, Reagan Steiner.
Fort Recovery Radio, it's internet right now.
Yep.
No.
So first pitch, strike, and it is Moeller batting left-handed. Foot. Next pitch, a little low and outside, 1-1. Moeller batting left-handed today. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes to Moeller here, starting off bottom of inning number 3. Indians lead 2-1. Jacob Foote on the mound now for Indians. Garkey started, pitched okay, was doing all right. He caught a pop fly to end the inning a little bit. No, not to end the inning, the second last batter, and took himself out. So don't know exactly what happened. I didn't see anything, but he knew he didn't want to be pitching some more, so Jacob Foote steps in. That one's fouled out of play, or not out of play, but down the foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes, count stays. Nobody out, first batter here in bottom of the inning number three. That's a swing and a miss. And so Jacob Foote has faced two batters and struck them both out. So doing pretty well here. Top of the order, Reagan Steiner is your batter now, also left-handed batter. Leadoff man for the Wildcats. Foot. That one's lined over the third baseman's head into left field. One out single for Steiner. So they have the tying run at first base. That'll bring Joe List to the plate. Sophomore catcher for the Wildcats. Moeller with a lead over there at first. That's hit. Shortstop has it. Comes up with it. Throwing over to first.
Got
in
him.
Time. And the man who is at first goes to second. Takes off for third. Throw is there, but not in time. So
that was close.
He gets to third. And there's two outs now. But they have the tying run at third base now. So Jeff List is at the plate. He's the senior. Center fielder. Hard hit ball. Shortstop. Alex has it. Over to first again. In time. So they leave one stranded. And we have played three innings. Indians lead 2-1. We'll be back in just a minute.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, Fort Recovery fans, get ready for a night at the ballpark at the Tribe Tailgate, happening Friday, April 11th at the home varsity baseball and softball games. All students K through 12, we've got something just for you. Enjoy free Cracker Jacks, games, and awesome attendance prizes before and throughout the games. Plus, kids in grades 3 through 6 can sign up for Little Indians and join the teams for warm-ups before the first pitch at 5 o'clock. The cherry on top of it all, limited edition Indian souvenir ice cream helmets will be on sale. But you have to be there to get one. Don't miss out on the fun. Join us for the Tribe Tailgate, April 11th, and support your Fort Recovery Indians. Find all the details on the Fort Recovery Athletics Facebook page.
Welcome back to Houston. Indians lead 2-1. Going into the top of inning number four, it'll be Brody Hart, Cody Klinke, and Gavin Evers for the Indians. Voisard still on the mound for Wildcats. Brody, his first time up, hit a single. Came around and scored. Brody will step in. Boisard's on the mound. Looks in for a sign. He's ready. That one's inside. One ball, no strikes. Starting off inning number four. Brody steps back in. He's ready. That one's hit hard. Shortstop deep in the hole over to first. Not in time. And Brody tripped over first base, and that's not good news. And he looks like he's grabbing his left knee.
No, that is not good.
He is our catcher, and I'm not sure who else we have. At least last year when we had Riggs Toby,
we
had Brody
backup.
Yep, we've got the trainer coming out. Brody is up and walking and flexing, but it, just as a precaution, I'd put a pinch runner in, but I don't think he's going to walk it off. A bad, you know, a hurting knee for a catcher isn't a good thing.
No.
He spends half the game squatting down with his knees bent about as much as they can bend. So looks like he's going to stay in there. So we'll see how this all goes, because a lot of times he's off and running. So Brody with a couple of singles already to start this game. He's been swinging the bat pretty well. Cody Klinke flew out to right field, popped out to right field last time up. Nobody out. Brody at first. He's moving like he's not having any trouble at all now. Yep. So he got a good lead and then bounced a couple more. That first pitch is a called strike. No balls, one strike. And Brody looking like he might be going, and he's already gone. And the catcher doesn't bother to throw it down. That one is another called strike. So no balls, two strikes. So Klinke in there taking so Brody can get to second base. And he's down, no balls, two strikes now. And
oh, Brody,
we had a balk. So I was not watching at all.
I have no idea what the pitcher
did, but the umpire hollered, and I looked up to see what he was doing. He awards Brody third base, so nobody out. We got a runner on third. Look out. That's hit hard, high, shallow center. It's caught. Brody's
going,
heading for home.
That,
the throw
is way high.
Yeah, it was plenty of time, but it was about 20 feet high when it crossed home plate. So it is now 3-1 Indians. And that's a sacrifice fly for Cody Klinke. Gavin Evers now at the plate. Austin Segrist on deck. Gavin will step in. One out. Base is empty now after Brody with a single and a steal and a balk. Came in from third on sacrifice fly. That one's a little inside, it looks like. One ball, no strikes. Umpire was lifting his right hand, but that was just to adjust his mask. I couldn't tell for sure. That's foul back to the screen, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. One run in the inning. A run in the second, third, and fourth for our Indians. One in the second for the Wildcats. 3-1 lead Indians. One out. Gavin Evers at the plate.
Another
foul back.
Over the screen.
That's a pretty high screen, and we've had about six balls go over that. And it's close. It's unusual to get that many of them going over that, it seems to me like. So Evers back, ball and two strikes. That one's inside. Two balls, two strikes. One man out, Austin Segrist on deck. That one's foul at the plate. Ball
count. I think that might have hit
2-2.
His foot.
Yep, probably did. He's not hopping around, so at least it didn't hurt.
Yeah. Hurt me.
All right. Two balls, two strikes. Gavin Evers at the plate. Number 8 batter in the lineup for the Indians. That one's called strike on the inside corner. That looked like a pretty good pitch. So two outs now. Austin Segrist will come to the plate with nobody on. Reese Wendell, top of the order, on deck. Segrist, the second baseman. Boisard's pitch, way high. One ball, no strikes. Segrist looking to see if we can get another two-out rally going here.
That'd be nice.
Yep. That one's inside corner. One and one. Two outs. Foul ball at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Tanner Boisard, the pitcher for the Wildcats today. Doing a pretty good job here. Segrist at the plate. One ball, two strikes. That's high. 2-2.
And here, that one was low and inside.
Full count.
Yep.
Reese Wendell on deck, if we can get Segrist on here.
Oh.
I think he thought that was going to be off the plate, and he calls it a strike. I believe it came right back onto the plate, and that's another strikeout for Boisard, and that'll be out number three, but the Indians score another run. So going to the bottom of the fourth, it is Indians 3 and the Wildcats 1. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Hall Brothers Service Department is right now running a terrific special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filters, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH sweeps. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Houston. Indians leading 3-1. Going to the bottom of inning number four. Jacob Foote on the mound in relief of Alex Garkey, who is playing shortstop, but after catching a pop-up, he said he wasn't going to pitch some more, so something got tweaked somewhere in that series, but we'll see how that all goes. It'll be cleanup man Grant Cole.
Little blooper into left.
Bloops one into left field on the first pitch. Leadoff single.
At the plate for the Wildcats, the pitcher, number four, Tanner Boisard.
Have that as the second hit for the Wildcats today. Pitcher Tanner Boisard at the plate now, number five batter in their lineup. Nobody out, runner at first. Swing and a miss. Big old swing. The balls, one strike. Leadoff man at first for the Wildcats here in the bottom of the fourth, trailing by two. Bunt. Right out front of the plate. That was a nice bunt. Brody could have let that roll foul, but he picks it up, throws it first in time, but it does move Grant Cole over to second base. So there's one out, runner at second now.
Yeah, it did look like it was rolling that way, but that always makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Is it going to stop or is it going to hit something?
And he knew he had time to pick it up and get the out, and it's early and we're leading by two, so just take care of it. Luke Krim now at the plate. He's the left fielder.
Foul ball. Ooh. That hit his foot. That one hurt.
That one made him hop.
Yeah.
So Junior Luke Krim gonna take himself a little second here to. It's not a warm day, but it's not like ice cold. But that's still, even on a hot day, that still hurts like crazy.
Yeah.
One out, one on. No balls and a strike. Very high, back over the backstop.
Yep.
Out of play. The ball's two strikes to Krim. Junior left fielder, batting right-handed. Jacob Foote on the mound for the Indians. No balls, two strike count. He'll come to the plate. Swing and a miss. That's out number three. Excuse me, strike two. Number three, out number two.
Yeah.
And that is going to bring A.J. Edwards to the plate.
Maybe that's wishful thinking.
Runner at second. Foote's giving him the eye. And a little too long, Edwards calls timeout and backs out. So they'll reset. Grant Cole at second base. Foote comes to the plate. Slow curve, stays inside. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, runner at second. Indians lead 3-1. Bottom of the fourth inning. Jacob Foote comes to the plate. That gets inside and away from the catcher. Goes to the backstop and bounces back so quickly that Cole decided he's staying at second base, probably pretty wisely.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. Jacob Foote looks back at the runner. Comes to the plate, and that's hard hit foul down the first baseline. Ends up, he hit it hard, and it had some spin on it. And it, first or second hop, it almost died, but it was struck pretty good. One ball, two strikes, two outs. A.J. Edwards, third baseman at the plate. Swing and a miss. And so another strikeout for Jacob Foote, and that is out number three. So we've played four complete. It is Indians 3 and the Wildcats 1. We'll be back in just a minute.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Houston. Indians are leading 3-1, and looks like we have a new pitcher on the mound.
Jeffrey List.
Yep, he's coming in from center field, I believe. Yep, coming in from center field. And so Tanner Voisart seemed to do a pretty good job. I hope it's by choice that they're switching pitchers, getting everybody a little bit of practice here in each team's fourth game of the season. Indians coming in at 1-2, and the Wildcats coming in, or excuse me, Indians 2-1, Wildcats 1-2. First pitch from List is a ball a little high. Reese Wendell leading off for the Indians. He'll be facing 1-2-3. That one's low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Reese Wendell struck out looking his first time up and then got hit by a pitch second time up and just kept on going around the bases until he got home. Still a little low. Pretty good pitch, but just a little low. Three balls, no strikes to Reese Wendell to start it off. Pitch coming. He takes it. Strike on the inside corner. 3-1.
Ooh.
That one's called strike. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. Reese ready to swing now. And pass the pitcher over second base. And
he kind of runs into shortstop.
Yeah, it was slow roller. And by the time the shortstop and the second baseman got near it, Reese was already at first base. So leadoff single for Reese Wendell. Indians' fourth hit by my calculations, which isn't necessarily official. Alex Garkey at the plate, shortstop now. He was pitcher. Caden Grizzy on deck. Nobody out. Wendell List saw him taken off every time the pitcher would go, so he's List looks him back. Doing a little jumping out there again. He takes off and pitches high. And then
the throw was way off.
Second base was way out to the left field or right field side. And Reese just goes on over to third base. So nobody out. Alex Garkey at the plate.
And they moved a bunch around too.
I'm not sure who all of them are. But they're.
I think the pitcher went to second base, and the second baseman went out to left field or center field.
Yep. So the center fielder was center fielder's pitching now. Fouled that one back. So I believe we're at a ball and a strike here, but I'm not sure. We got lost track on that that throw to second base. And
well, if the scoreboard's right, it's 1-1. But yep. I know the guy that runs it at home, and
that's you, Jerry.
May not be.
Especially when something like that happens, you kind of lose track of what it is. A ball and two strikes is what we have here. See if the umpire is going to confirm that. I think that's what he's saying. A little hard to tell from the side. No outs. Runner at third for the Indians. Lifted.
That's
just and to the outfield. And shortstop goes back. And just a couple of steps into the outfield and has it for out number one. And Wendell faked like he was gone, but
he wanted to go. But
yep, Caden Grizzy will be your batter now.
If it had been maybe a little deeper out and left, he might have.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just go to make him throw it, but a decent throw would have had him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even take a great throw. So first pitch inside corner. No balls and a strike. Wendell at third with one out now for the Indians. Grizzy and Homan, 3-4 batters for the Indians, are at the plate. There's a hard hit ball left field, pretty deep.
Oh, he's deep. He's running. He's going. Oh, it's almost to the fence.
Yep, goes to the fence, and Reese strolls in for the fourth run for the Indians. Now 4-1. And Grizzy
easy stand
cruises into second.
Yeah.
Fifth hit for the Indians, and that'll bring up Caden Homan. Caden has grounded to second and walked. Grizzy at second. Called strike. First pitch. Again, Jeff List on the mound for the Wildcats. He's jumping around out there. Way high.
Way high.
Over the catcher's head. Hit the backstop.
And rolled.
And it's brick back there, but there is a pad. But it shot back out. The catcher turned around to go get it, and it shot past him about out into the infield. So Grizzy's now at third base. Still one out. A ball and a strike to Homan.
So we get a base hit here.
Yep. Mason Diller on deck. Called strike. One ball, two strikes. Curveball came in on him. One and two. One out. Homan, then Mason Diller. Both guys are been putting the bat on the ball this year. Spiggle swing and a miss. Thought he might have tipped it, and he might have, but the catcher had it. So that'll be two outs now. Mason Diller is going to be your batter. Brody Hart on deck. Like a little high. Yep. Balling, no strikes. Two outs now. Grizzy at the third. We can't leave him there, Mason. You have to get him in. Fouled back to the screen. One and one. Mason signed with Trine University earlier this year for baseball. That one's called strike. One ball, two strikes. That one's lifted into center field. Center fielder's coming. Nice play.
Yep.
And that's out number three. So the Indians get their third out, but we did score another run. We scored a run in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings, and now lead 4-1 over the Houston Wildcats, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
If you love ice cream but are looking for a sugar-free option, the Fort Recovery Dairy has just what you're looking for. Stop out and indulge yourself with a cone or a cup of our sugar-free, soft-serve ice cream. You're going to love it. At Fort Recovery Dairy, we want to offer you options you're looking for, whether it's sugar-free, dairy-free, frozen yogurt, or Dole Whip. Stop out today and try some of these healthier options. The Fort Recovery Dairy, your favorite spot for sweet treats. Check out the Fort Recovery Dairy social media pages like Facebook and Instagram for our weekly ice cream and food specials. God bless America.
Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians are leading the Wildcats 4-1. And we have another new pitcher, Caden Homan. And it looks like Caden Homan and Jacob Foote switch places.
Yep.
Foote back at first base. And Homan now on the mound. And he'll be facing 8-9-1 for the Wildcats. It'll be Cooper Eccles, Joe Moeller, and Reagan Steiner.
Batting for the Wildcats. Number 7, Cooper Eccles.
So we've kind of thrown it around a little bit. We're ready. Caden Homan stepping in on the pitcher's rubber, and he's ready to come to the plate. Hard throw, strike right down the middle. Beautiful pitch. Nice first pitch for that young man. Come to the plate again. Another hard shot, but that one is lined into center field. But
Reese
Wendell kind of made that look easier than it should have been.
Yeah.
So that'll be one up, one down for the Houston Wildcats. And it'll be Joe Moeller at the plate. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Reagan Steiner. One out, bottom of the fifth.
Strike one, left-handed batter.
Yep. The ball's in a strike. Homan throwing a lot of strikes here. Another nice shot that
swing and a miss.
Went past the swinging left-hander, Moeller. He'll step back in. That one's foul at the plate, and Brody Hart caught it right as it bounced off the plate and could have thrown him out if necessary, but umpire says it was foul ball, which is a correct call. No balls, two strikes. Moeller will step back in. Swing and a miss.
Yep.
That was a nice pitch. So
coming to the plate for House.
That's two outs now. Top of the order, Reagan Steiner, followed by Joe List. A little high. Homan is throwing it hard.
Yeah.
Every pitch. A lot of times when you throw them that hard, they don't have the control, but a lot of his have been striked. Now, just as I said that, he throws one in the dirt, but two balls, no strikes. Maybe I should have not said anything, Jerry.
Maybe.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs, bases empty. Bottom of five, Indians lead 4-1. Homan comes to the plate again. Pretty good pitch. Stays outside and maybe a little high. Three balls, no strikes. Homan's ready, comes to the plate. Nice pitch right across the plate. 3-1. Two outs. Leadoff man Reagan Steiner at the plate. That one's lifted high. Right field. Mason Diller steps back a couple of steps, goes to his left, and that's out number three. So we've played five complete, and the Indians are leading now 4-1, having scored a run in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. Sixth inning coming up for our Indians. Be back in just a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reasoner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians are leading 4-1, going into the top of the sixth inning. And it'll be Jeff List on the mound for the Wildcats. Coming up Thursday, we'll have Indians playing at Marion Local. That's going to be our first MAC game. It will be, of course, we'll be there, WCSN will be there, and WOSN will be there. Don't know when WOSN is going to be broadcasting the game. Haven't found that out yet, but that will be Thursday, our first MAC game. And Friday, it's Tribe Tailgate Night. Baseball's hosting Anna. Softball's hosting Fort Laramie. We'll be broadcasting both of those games. The baseball will be on this regular stream for recoveryradio.com, and then the softball game will be on Sports Stream 2. So just go to our regular website and click on Sports Stream 2 down in the left-hand corner. They'll be on the air around 4:45.
That's going to be RJ and his daughter?
Yes. Yep, and she's got a whole brand-new set of jokes. Oh, so yeah. That's going to be good. The Indians are 4-0. I think they're 5-0 maybe after last night, and they're playing really well, but people really love to hear Zoe's jokes. So that's going to be a good one. A Tribe Tailgate, there's going to be all kinds of stuff for the students to do, prizes, all kinds of things. So anyway, going to the top of the sixth, it's going to be Brody Hart for the Indians.
The girls did lose to Salina last night by
that's
by
right,
one. They did.
Yep, that's right. So they're 4-1.
So, yep. Yeah.
So the catcher, Brody Hart, he got on last time and kind of stumbled over first base and seemed like he was hurt, but he got up, ran the bases like nothing happened. So temporarily, first pitch takes it off the plate, and the second pitch he hits pretty hard into the shortstop in deep in the hole, and Brody beats that one out just by a whisker. I couldn't tell from here where it was.
But I guess he just pulled a little bit.
Might have. The umpire calls said. Him safe, and Brody is at first, leadoff man aboard. Cody Klinke sacrificed him in, I believe, after he took off for second and ended up at third with the overthrow, and he's taken off for second again. That's a hard hit ball into left field. Left fielder makes the catch and throws to first to try to double Brody off, and he comes all the way back from second and beats the throw. So he roared down to first, roared to second, roared back to first.
Yeah, and that was a good throw from.
Yeah, it was a really, really good throw on just after that.
The first baseman had to back up about 6 feet.
Yep. So one out. Brody's still at first. Gavin Evers.
We got Mullenkamp.
Let's see here.
Grant. Isn't that Grant? Or Keegan?
Oh, Keegan. Yeah, forgot about him. Yep. He's usually playing. Yep, there he is up at the top. So, yep, Keegan Mullenkamp at the plate now. One ball, no strikes. Brody at first.
Throwback. Keep him honest.
Yep, and that's not a bad thing because Brody takes off every chance he gets.
Yeah.
And he is pretty quick. He's taken two more steps, and he's off again. It's low, and throw is down there to second. Not in time and on the wrong side of the bag.
Yeah.
And Brody is in there with a steal. He's at second base. One out. I think it's 1-1. Yep, umpire just confirmed. So one ball, one strike, one out. Brody at second base. Keegan Mullenkamp at the plate. Goes to third. He goes over to first.
Throws off a little bit.
Takes a first baseman off the bag, and Brody goes to third when the third baseman kind of looked him back, but he knew he had to get it over to first, but he didn't get there in time or pull the runner off. So I'm going to call that an E, but I don't know if that's official, but that's what I'm calling it. And so we got runners on first and third. Austin Segrist, the number nine batter, going to throw over to third, keep him there. Brody was off about a step and a half, and he just stepped back as soon as the pitcher appeared to be throwing that way. Segrist takes it low.
Well, yep, Mullenkamp went down to second.
Yep, Mullenkamp just strolls on to second base. Catcher fakes a throw to third. Segrist steps back in. That's high, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Two runners on. Cuts to the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. So we have one out, runners at second and third. We've scored one run in the second, third, fourth, and fifth. Let's see if we can get two runs here in the sixth. Base hit, that's lifted out into center field. That's going to be caught for the second out. Brody is racing for home, and he's there in time. And the throw to third is out into left field, but the left fielder is there. So
yeah,
Keegan moves to third. We have two outs now. That'll bring Reese Wendell top of the order for the Indians.
Back to the top of the order for recovery. Number 99, Wendell.
So, Reese Wendell steps to the plate, facing Jeff List. Foul at the plate. One ball, no balls, one strike. And Mullenkamp at third, two outs. That one's high, 1-1. Jeff List for the Wildcats looks in, gets his sign. Inside, two balls and a strike. Way Reese turned. I thought it might have hit him, but it didn't. He looked, because that's what he'll do when he turns to let that slow curve hit him. That one did catch him on the left shoulder as he turned. So that'll put runners on first and third. So Reese has struck out, been hit by a pitch in the third, singled in the fifth, hit by a pitch here, and that'll bring up Alex Garkey, the starting pitcher who took himself out in the, I think it was a second inning somewhere in there. So he's at shortstop. Reese takes off for second. He's there easily. Except he goes, gets to turn around and go back since Alex fouled that one over the screen. No balls and a strike to Alex. Two outs, two on, one run in for the Indians here in the top of inning number six. We've scored one in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Reese takes off for second, and he's there. Ball on strike. Second and third now. Alex could get him a couple of
RBIs
if he can get one down in the green in the outfield. That one's high and inside.
Alex, Reese was halfway to third.
Yep. Alex ducked and then decided that might not be enough, so he spun backwards out of the batter's box. Two balls and a strike. Garkey back in. Fouled back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes.
Oop, that one went over.
2-2, runners at second and third. Two outs. List comes to the plate. That one stays a little high, full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on. Reese Wendell at third. Keegan Mullenkamp, Reese at second. And Keegan at third.
And that's that out center field.
High center field.
Center field's got it.
Caught for out number three. But the Indians again score one run for the fifth straight inning. And going to the bottom of inning number six, they lead 5-1 over the Houston Wildcats. I'll be back in just a minute.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
At Beanie Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU 401 Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians lead 5-1 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Joe List, Jeff List, and Grant Cole, 2, 3, and 4 for the Wildcats. Caden Homan on the mound still for the Indians. First pitch called strike. He's been throwing hard today, Jerry.
Yeah.
Inside.
I wouldn't want
one and one.
I wouldn't want to get hit by one.
I'm not sure the speed of it. I'm not sure it's anywhere near 90. Probably, yeah. Maybe near 80. But
I still wouldn't want to get hit by it.
Yeah. Popped up behind second base. And
Mason
Diller there that
comes in.
Had the shortstop, the second baseman, center fielder, and right fielder all there, and Mason takes it. One up, one down for the Wildcats, bottom of the sixth inning. Jeff List now, the current pitcher in the batter's box, facing Caden Homan.
He's
a little high.
He looks like a big boy, too.
Yep.
It's hard to tell from up here, but he looks tall.
Yeah, when I saw him out on the field, I'm guessing 6'3", 4, 5, something like that. Shortstop over to first base in time.
Yes.
Two up, two down for the Wildcats here in the bottom of six. That'll bring up Grant Cole. He scored the Wildcats' only run in the second inning. Playing shortstop today. He's had a base on balls and a single, so he's been on both times he's been to the plate. Homan delivers. A little high. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the sixth, Indians lead 5-1. Homan comes to the plate again, swing and a miss. That was a big old swing.
Yeah, it was.
I'd like to see him hit that square and see how far that would have gone. He's not a big guy, but that was a big swing.
That's
all back to the screen or over. Yeah, looks like
over.
It went over again. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Caden Homan pitching for the Indians now. That one curveball hit.
Popped up.
It's going to be left fielder. Yep. Comes in a few steps and has it. So three up, three down for the Wildcats in the home half of inning number six. So we go to the seventh inning with the Indians leading 5-1 over the Houston Wildcats. And we'll be back in just a minute.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Department is giving you a great opportunity to save money on your Fort Recovery All Sports Passes. The Pass Blast will be available through Tuesday, April 15th, and will only be for the All Sports Passes. Adult All Sports Passes are only $100 during the Pass Blast, and that price includes entry to all home high school and junior high sports events, plus a reserved seat for the boys' home basketball games, and the Student All Sports Passes are half-priced at just $25. Order forms are available at each of the school offices and are in the latest Fort Sight Journal. Regular price sales of the All Sports Passes will go into effect after the April 15th deadline. Don't miss this opportunity to get your All Sports Passes at the discounted price before April 15th.
Welcome back to Houston. Indians batting in the top of the seventh, leading 5-1 over the Wildcats. And it is Jeff List again back on the mound for Wildcats, senior. Grizzy. Caden Grizzy at the plate. Caden Homan on deck. Mason Diller on in the hole. Grizzy picks on the first pitch. Hits it hard into left center. Center fielder goes
center
back.
Field
he appears
it.
To have had it. Yes. Nice running catch out there. That was hit pretty deep and between two of them. And it just stayed up long enough for the center fielder to come make a really, really nice play on that. So one out, one up, one down for the Indians. And that'll bring Caden Homan to the plate. He struck out swinging last time. That one's a little inside. One ball, no strikes. He has a walk and has grounded out to second baseman. That one's in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Caden's back in. List is ready. Gives the head shake. He's liking that call. That one's... I think it was coming inside, and it came right back across the plate. Two balls and a strike. Homan backed out, and it went, came right back across the plate. Two and one. One out. That one's inside. Spins him a little bit. Three and one. So the Indians have scored a run in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. One run in each one of those innings. No big, crazy rally, but just keep on pecking away. And so that gives them their five runs. The Wildcats scored on the second. That one is called on the bottom left-hand corner, I'd say, on the inside corner. Yeah. And down at the bottom of the strike zone, three balls, two strikes, and Homan will step back in. He thought he was going to first base.
Yeah, he did.
He might still be, but not on that pitch. Maybe this pitch. He hits it.
Foul.
Foul. Just a squibber down the third baseline, went about 20 feet, and goes into the foul territory. So Homan races to first, and he'll get to stroll back to trot back to home plate.
That'd have been a good bunt if it was stayed fair. But
yep, a swinging bunt.
Yeah,
he swung about as hard as he could, but it went kind of spun off the dirt and into the infield and then into the foul territory. So home in the back at the plate. List ready. 3-2 pitch. That one's high, a little inside.
Now he gets to walk down.
He looked back at the umpire to make sure.
Yeah.
So that's a another walk here, and that'll bring Mason Diller to the plate. Brody Hart, the catcher on deck. Mason is grounded to shortstop, flew out to left field, and flew out to center field. That one he lifts.
Oh, that's
just
a little
past the pitcher
and past the second baseman.
Between the second baseman and second base. So that moves Homan over to second. Mason's at first with a single. I have that as the Indians' sixth hit, but that's very unofficial, and I might have missed a hit or two. Brody Hart, now the catcher, coming to the plate. He's scored every time he's been on. He has three singles and three scores. He's got three of the five Indians' runs. And he hits
that hard hit to
high.
That's
going to be the first baseman going over. I think he popped it out of his glove but caught it right away. So that's Brody's first out today. It's a second out for the Indians. Top of the seventh, we're leading 5-1. And Cody Klinke will step in. Two outs. Klinke, then Keegan Mullenkamp. That one's inside, gets away from the catcher, and each runner will move up a base. So it'll be second and third now with Caden Homan at third, Mason Diller at second. Klinke at the plate with a one ball, no strike count. Two outs, two on. That one's foul at the plate. 1-1. Cody Klinke will step back in. Keegan Mullenkamp on deck. We hope we get that far. List to the plate. Swung on. Slow roller to the shortstop. He'll go over to first in time.
Yep.
And the Indians do not score for the first time since the first inning. So that'll be going to the bottom of the seventh. Indians lead 5-1 over the Houston Wildcats, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Oh, put me in coat. Just ask for the Put Me In Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Meddler's Furniture and A Simple Touch, serving our communities.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Welcome back to Houston, where our Indians are leading 5-1. Bottom of the seventh inning, do or die time for the Wildcats at home here. And it will be 5, 6, and 7 for the Wildcats. Tanner Voisard, Luke Krim, and A.J. Edwards. So they are hoping to put a lot more than that to the plate. And Indians leading by 4. Caden Homan back on the mound for the third inning for the Indians. Alex Garkey pitched an inning and probably two-thirds, then took himself out. Not sure exactly why, but right in the middle of an inning. And then first pitch, swing and a miss by Voisard. And then Jacob Foote came out in, and I keep wanting to call him Jonas. So Jacob Foote came in, struck out one on the last out on three pitches to end that inning, and then struck out the first two in the next inning, I believe. So started off pretty well there. So anyway, ball and a strike to Voisard. He calls time, steps back out. He's ready. Caden Homan is ready. That one is a little inside and maybe low. Two balls and a strike. Tanner Voisard, who was the starting pitcher for the Wildcats. That one's high. Three balls and a strike. Homan's still pitching hard. He's a little off the zone right now. All timeout. Voisard steps out. He's back in now. Homan's ready. Pitch comes to the plate. That one's low and inside, and that'll be a leadoff walk. That'll put Voisard at first base. That'll bring Luke Krim to the plate. That one's a little off.
Must have been low.
Yeah, maybe inside, but it was around the plate, so he's getting back in his zone. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out. Tanner Voisard, leadoff batter for the Wildcats, is at first base with a walk. That one's low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. So Brody Hart's going to call timeout, go talk to his pitcher a little bit. Not sure exactly why we're all of a sudden he was pitching hard and right in the zone most of the time, and now he's a little bit off. So Brody just goes out there sorting things out a little bit. Brody's back behind the plate. Homan is ready to pitch. Krim, at the plate. And that one's a little off. Three balls, no strikes. So the book says he will be taking this no matter what, but we've seen a couple of guys this year not do that. That one's a strike right down the middle. I'd say throw that pitch again and make them hit it. We're up four runs, bottom of the seventh, and just keep throwing that pitch. Just a little inside, so two walks here to lead off the inning for the Houston Wildcats. A.J. Edwards is going to step in.
Oh. Like we might be warming up one.
Yep. Can't tell who it is, but
Clinky.
Oh, is it? Cody?
Yeah.
Or is it Dylan? Yep, so we'll.
Dylan.
Yeah, that's Dylan. Yep. Dylan pitched very well for us the other day. First pitch is a strike. That one's hit to the third baseman, and he just goes over and steps on the bag, throws over to first. In time, double play. Wow.
Yes.
Can you draw that up any easier? The only thing that could have been easier than that, if it was hit just a little bit harder, he had to wait on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Man.
And I think they changed their mind on warming.
Yep, so that's two outs now, quickly, and runner at second base, and it will be Cooper Eccles.
That's
first
foul.
Pitch is hit strong shot down the third baseline, foul.
Was looking good and then just got to the base. And
yep. So no balls and a strike. Homan back pitch and strikes again. Man, that double play ball, I don't know how you could ask for something better than that.
Just
tailor-made. That's tough luck on a pretty decent little swing. Foul back. No balls, two strikes now.
So down to his last strike.
Yep. But we've been there before several times last year and ended up winning games. So you can't.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah, there's no time clock. Well, could be sort of with no lights, but. Oh.
Yeah.
that was a slow, slow pitch. I must have missed something. I should be straight through.
Must have hit it. Must have
tipped it. Okay. And yeah. He was way out in front of that. And he did get a little bit of it. So the count remains no balls, two strikes. I didn't hear it tip. That one's high and outside. 1-2.
Maybe he thought he would swing it that high one again.
Yep. Might as well try it. It's up, no balls and two strikes. Eccles back in. One's inside, maybe behind him. I don't know. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base. Indians lead 5-1. Bottom of the seventh inning. Holman comes to the plate. That one's hit. Second baseman, slow roller, gets it over to him in time. So that is out number three. Indians win 5-1. We'll be back to kind of wrap things up here in a minute or two. And we'll be back right after this from Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture.
Medler's Furniture in Portland and a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me In Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Medler's Furniture and a Simple Touch, serving our communities. Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Your doctor or healthcare provider may prescribe intravenous therapy for you or a loved one. IV therapy involves the process in which a patient receives medication via a needle or catheter in their vein, usually when a condition cannot be treated orally. And an IV pharmacy team can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to the home by providing insurance verifications, medications, on-call support, and clinical monitoring. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can help provide therapy and convenience and comfort in the patient's home. Healthmark, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wayne IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries and you'll be all set to face the day. Wayne IGA Coffee and Fresh Donuts, the best way to start your day every day.
Welcome back. We're at Houston. Indians come away with a 5-1 victory over the Wildcats. And the Indians scored a run in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. One run in each of those and had a runner on, had runners at second and third in the sixth inning, but couldn't get anybody in. And so here's kind of the wrap up. I have Indians with, I believe, six strikeouts. The Wildcats struck out six times. And Wildcats had, I have them for two hits, a couple of walks, and four, I believe maybe five left on base. And one hit by a pitch, and we committed an error. For the Indians, we struck out four times and had, I have us for eight hits, a couple of walks, and seven left on base. So we put runners on the base paths every inning. We had one left on in the first and scored in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And in the seventh, we didn't score but left two runners on. So we had runners on in every inning. We were hitting the ball. We were taking walks. We got hit, I think, once, maybe twice. And so Indians kind of continuing what they've been doing is not being shy at the plate and going at them. And it's been a pretty good start to the season for the Indians. So that leads into a very good weekend here if we can keep the weather cooperating. We will play Thursday night in our first MAC game. That will be at Marion Local, and 5 o'clock, of course, and of course we'll be on the air there. Friday, it's going to be Tribe Tailgate, lots of stuff going on, fun, prizes, all kinds of stuff for the students. The baseball team will be hosting Anna, and that will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the softball team will be hosting Fort Laramie, and that'll be on Sports Stream 2. Just go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on Sports Stream 2, and Kurt Wendell and Zoe Wendell will be doing that. And I'm not going to discourage you from listening to the baseball game, but if you don't listen to the softball game live, make sure you listen in the archives. Zoe Wendell's jokes in the last broadcast we had were a big deal. Everybody loved those. I've heard lots and lots of compliments. And so Zoe told me she has a whole new set of jokes. She found a new place for jokes, and she stumped her dad on all of the jokes except one last week, and they're all pretty good. Everybody was having a good time with that. So so Friday is going to be a big deal with the Tribe Tailgate, and again, all kinds of things going on. And there, I think there's going to be chances for kids to go out and warm up with the baseball team and maybe softball team. All kinds of things going on. I think that all starts at 4 o'clock. So that's Tribe Tailgate on Friday at home. And then Saturday, we have home baseball and softball again. Baseball will host Ansonia again. That's 11 a.m. start. Again, that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. And that'll be the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners getting distributed. So that'll be from 11 to 1. And the softball will be hosting Jay County, but we will not be broadcasting that game. But the barbecue chicken dinners will be available at 11 o'clock, and you need to get your tickets ahead of time from one of the baseball team players, and you may be able to get them at the high school. I'm not sure about that, but try to make sure you get them from one of the baseball players. So, again, wrapping up, Indians, looks like we had 8 hits, 5 runs, and Houston had 2 hits and 1 run, and we end up winning 5-1, and Indians now go to 3-1, and the Wildcats go to 1-3. So we appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate Jerry Byram helping out, and the folks at Houston here. This is a really nice facility here. It was always really neat. And then they have built a press box, have landscaped things all around, bleachers, concrete pads, just a really nice baseball facility. And it is, if you haven't been by here, just drive by and look at it someday. It is, you drive by on Route 66, and it's down at the bottom of the hill. The school sits up on top of the hill, and it's kind of in a bowl, and it is really neat. So I encourage everybody to get here in 2 years when we play them again, I'm sure. But if you ever get a chance, you're going to somewhere, get on 66, just a couple miles south of Fort Laramie, probably 5 miles south of Fort Laramie, and just roll on by here and check it out, because it is really nice. So appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate our sponsors, and we'll be back on Thursday with the our first MAC broadcast for the baseball team from Marion Local. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Thursday.
This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.